Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is demanding answers from Texas Southern University. That's after a state audit reportedly uncovered hundreds of millions of dollars in financial irregularities. Patrick now wants Governor Abbott to freeze state funding while the Texas Rangers investigate. He says taxpayers and TSU students are paying the price. Patrick says that money was lost by what he calls sloppy and unprofessional accounting practices. TSU didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. It's been nearly a week since Houston voters chose a top two candidates in a special election to fill out the term of the late Congressman Sylvester Turner. News 88.7 political reporter Andrew Schneider looks at when we could see a runoff.
Abbott is constrained as to when he can call the runoff by both federal and state election law, according to the University of Houston Law Center professor David Frumkin.
State election code requires that the runoff be held between 70 and 77 days, or in other words, between 10 and 11 weeks after the final canvass of the election.
Harris County expects to canvass the results of the election on Thursday. The state election code requires that the runoff take place on a Saturday, which effectively requires the Secretary of State set the date for January 24th. The runoff candidates are acting Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee and former Houston City Council member Amanda Edwards, both Democrats. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
Medical supply providers in Texas say the state's proposed Medicaid reimbursement cuts could limit what they offer. But Texas Health and Human Services Commission is considering cutting rates for services like ventilators and feeding tubes. Stephen Hernandez is with Angel Medical Supply in Houston. He says there isn't anything businesses like his can do to survive on new rates. Chilly temperatures expected again tonight. Overnight lows should be around 40. For tomorrow, sunny and breezy, high near 72. Tomorrow night, about 58 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.